This is a podcast from the Queen City Podcast Network.
There used to be lounges in the lounge. Now they're just lounging. Lounging in a new lounge. Listen to the soundjams coming out their mouths. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy a good laugh with Kristen and Jack in the lounge.
Well, holy crap and shit and begorra. What is it? What is it in Irish for?
I have no idea. I don't
cranky.
Think
cranky. No, that's Australian.
I don't think there are words in any language for this.
No, there aren't.
No.
Welcome to Lounging with Kristen and Jack and Samantha Stone.
How about that? Woo-hoo.
Samantha Stone, ladies and gentlemen.
My nemesis is here.
Oh, you were so unfair to him all the time. You and me both.
Right? Cheating like crazy.
We cheated.
Good Lord.
Cheating.
You got as many chances to try to guess the correct answers. Like, it's the fourth letter of the alphabet. A, no. B, no. C, no. D, yes, you got it.
We never cheated.
We didn't cheat.
No?
Absolutely not.
He always likes to say that Kristen and Sam were unfair to the Jackman.
If we cheated, then I would have gotten a lot more fucking right answers.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
I wouldn't have sounded as stupid as I did.
If you cheated, it was for the benefit of the listener, and for that, I can't.
Here he goes. Still, it's never going to change.
I can't say much about that.
It's not going to change.
Hey, Lounging is brought to you by Day-to-Day Light Beer, Kristen. Every day is a great day for a Day-to-Day Light Beer.
Just 92 calories, low in carbs, but full of flavor.
What's your best day?
What is your best day? My best day is lounging with you kids.
There you go. And it's brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, now live in North Carolina. More
Holy
on that later.
Holy moly.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's been a while. I guess it was last month. You know, we do it once a month now. And we can seem to show up for that.
Right.
It's when you try to do it more than once a month, we run into problems. Because she's got beer to sell. You know, I got to rock the Carolinas, sort of.
Sort of.
You've got a
You're using that term rock a little loosely.
You've got a mid-tempo the Carolinas. We understand.
I got a mid-tempo the Carolinas with classic.
Yeah. speaking of rock, though, this one just got back from being on a cruise with another whore we know. There they were on the, what was it, the rock?
Monsters of Rock Cruise.
Monsters of Rock Cruise.
I saw the pictures and
that was the best.
And I debriefed Mel when she got back. And
it was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was like all my people.
All your people in one place.
All my rock and roll people in one place on a cruise ship in the Caribbean.
I don't want to be bitter, but I would like to say that no one invited me.
Would you have gone?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah? Who would have sold the beer?
I don't know. Not my problem.
Oh, I see.
You could have roomed with me and my 16-year-old daughter.
Nobody told me about it. Nobody said anything. All of a sudden, I'm seeing Melanie and Samantha on the same fucking boat, God knows where.
Oh, yeah.
With all the rock stars.
This victim alert brought to you by.
It's a great time.
Hate you missed that.
I do. Well, although I have to say many of the rockers didn't age well. There were a couple in photos with a couple with the gals, and I was like, oof. Yee.
There were a couple of that I didn't recognize. I rode the elevator with several people who I didn't recognize until I saw them on stage.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's that dude I was just talking to in the elevator. So,
yeah.
Including Michael Foster of Firehouse. So I rode the elevator with him like 30 minutes before I saw him on stage. I was like, holy crap, that was Michael Foster.
Did you tell Bill Leverty that Kristen said hello?
I did not, because I did not get a chance to talk to Bill Leverty.
Well, she didn't want to kill the mood of the entire cruise.
You should have just gotten up on a microphone at some point and said, Kristen says hello.
Yes, once again.
They would have known.
Yes.
They would have known. But anyway.
They were good, though. I will say this. They were really, really good. And they had a lead singer who, some dude who won like American Idol or something, had to fill in for CJ and did a stand-up job, did an awesome job.
You know, they've always played to background tracks. Again, not bitter.
They were not playing to background.
They do. They always have.
They were not.
Since day one.
Yeah.
Absolutely were not.
Well, just a tease. Coming up, we're going to play Win Jackman Stuff live.
We are. It's St. Paddy's Day approacheth.
Oh.
Mono e one mono.
That's right.
We're going at it.
That's right.
Are you going to accuse me of cheating again?
Probably,
because, see, I'll be outside the room when you're in here doing your business. I will have to come back and accuse you.
Doing your business?
Answering the
question.
Business
are you going to be doing? Anyway, it is St. Patrick's Day related trivia.
Okay.
For the two of you.
I know some stuff.
Do you?
Maybe.
We'll see.
All right.
I know a little.
Yeah.
See.
We have some RIPs.
Yes, we do.
I was sad. I was shocked by both of them. Richard Lewis.
Yes.
Very comedian. Funny guy. Comedian, yeah.
Very funny.
Very funny.
Neurotic. And he was always neurotic. That was his bit.
That was his shtick.
Yeah.
But I think it was real.
I think it was real. Yeah.
I think he really was that way. I could be wrong, but that's just, I got that opinion.
I think that was the way he was, and he decided to use it as his shtick because it came so natural.
Yeah. It worked. So that's sad. I don't know what he died of. I didn't catch that. He wasn't that old.
76.
Okay. Was he?
Or 74, something like that.
I didn't realize he was that much older than us. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think he must have passed away while I was on the Monsters of Rock cruise because I don't...
You didn't see it.
I didn't catch much of that.
And then Eric Carmen.
Yeah, that just happened. Yeah. Well, it happened last weekend, they said.
All by but they didn't
They didn't report it until, I think, Wednesday or Thursday of this. Well, Wednesday of this week, yeah.
Well, what a voice, anyways.
Yeah.
And the picture that I posted on Facebook for him was the Raspberry song.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Go All the Way.
Go All the Way. It's one of my favorite old songs.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
1972, I believe.
So there's two camps of people with that song. They either know it and love it, or they've never heard of it. There's
I
no,
agree with that.
There's no in between. There's no, that song was okay.
No, you
anyone
either,
that ever heard it loved that song.
Yeah, it was a great song.
It was a great song. Mm-hmm. And the version that I posted, I think, was from like 2007 or something when they reunited.
He still had it.
And he could still sing the hell out of it.
Yeah, yeah. And he had Hungry Eyes and...
I don't know if he had
several,
Hungry Eyes.
Several, well...
He sang about
And all by myself.
He was all by himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and a handsome devil, I have to say.
Yeah.
A handsome fella. I don't know what... Again, I don't know what happened to him either, but...
My daughter's the one that told me about him. She was like, the guy that sings Go All the Way died.
The guy that sings... See, she knew.
She knew.
Well, she knew because she's your kid.
Right.
That's why she knew.
Let me tell you, this kid knows her music, and she was wearing band shirts, you know, on the Monsters of Rock cruise, and people were coming up to her all the time, you know, asking her about the band shirts or saying, like, hey, I bet you can't name three Slayer songs. So she's wearing her Slayer shirt, and she's like, she's like, which album? And the guy just stares at her, and she's like, can you name any albums that they have? And the guy just walks away.
Yeah. Yeah, people assume that teenagers wear the Nirvana and the Red Hot Chili Pepper shirts or the even...
Well, some of them are posers with that. Some of them, but
like
she
my
knows
daughter,
her stuff.
Yeah, my daughter's the same way. She knows all the things, so don't test her.
Because they're our kids.
Well, damn straight.
They're not showing a cause of death.
No?
No.
Didn't say. Well, anyway.
He died in his sleep. They suspected a heart attack.
Well, man, if there's a way to go, holy shit, that's the one.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I want to go right after an orgasm.
And there it is.
Look at the time.
Let's see.
Sam, it was good to see you, as
the
always.
8-minute mark.
Mm-hmm.
That's how long it took for Samantha to get to that.
To be a whore?
Yeah.
All right, so tell us some of the bands that were on this boat. Who did I miss? What's happening?
Well, there was a Firehouse. There was Queensryche, Y&T.
Now wait,
Extreme.
Hold on.
Summertime
Queensryche
Girls.
With Jeff Tate or Queensryche the other camp?
No, the Queensryche. Jeff Tate cannot use the Queensryche name.
I know he can't, but he's better.
No, it was Queensryche with
the actual band.
Mike Stone and Michael Wilton and yeah.
Queensryche, Extreme,
Y&T, April Wine, Pat Travers.
April Wine, I remember
yes,
them.
And they were fantastic. But you know the two bands that blew me away? One, Glenn Hughes, bass player, Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, Glenn Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Huh. The other band that absolutely blew me away is The Darkness.
Oh, The Darkness. Oh, what are they called?
Justin
Hawkins. That song used to drive me crazy.
Just listen to the rhythm of
so,
the river.
Best
Patio
best
Furniture
show.
Used to sing that song at karaoke.
Oh, my God. Best show on the ship. Absolutely blew me away.
Did April Wine do I Like to Rock?
Absolutely, they did.
Love
April Wine was fantastic, too. And you talk about like looking up there and there's a bunch of old guys on stage. They have perfected their craft at their age.
Right.
And they are just all fantastic.
Wonderful.
So, like, who was the headline? Is there a headliner?
There wasn't really a headliner this year.
Smaller.
It was sort of every everybody.
So now, they do this every year. So what you're saying is I could go next year.
Yeah. Sure.
Now, am I allowed on the boat if Firehouse is on the boat?
Probably not. That's probably in the rider.
We'll sneak you in.
Do they play in some big theater on the boat or in the lounges
there
all
around?
There
are three big theaters.
Okay. How big? I mean, when you say big, 5,000?
No.
2,500?
I'd say probably a couple thousand, maybe.
Okay.
Close to 1,000, 1,500, maybe.
Oh, okay. All right.
But, I mean, they're good-sized theaters. Two of them are really good, and they sound good. Third one is a little iffy, not much of a stage, just a little riser thing. But there's also a pool stage on...
That's what I was going to say. Is there not a pool party stage?
Yeah, there's a pool stage. Each band plays twice, minimum of twice. So if you miss them the first time to see somebody else, you got another shot to see them.
Oh, okay.
But pool stage is always just a huge party.
Yeah.
Just
now, what cruise line?
This was Royal Caribbean.
Oh, that's pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good cruise line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was all chartered, so you didn't have the usual cruise rules, I guess you could say. You didn't have to dress for dinner. You just...
Right.
A lot of black.
Could you be naked?
There were people who were semi-clothed.
Were there people that were semi-clothed that shouldn't have been?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They still think they're 20?
Yes.
And it's 1983?
Now, on something like that, I guess old crowd, young crowd, mix?
It was definitely a little older.
Yeah. So I guess they don't have to worry about...
It was our people.
They don't have to worry about the boat getting trashed because we're too tired.
Yes.
After watching the show to trash the boat, right?
Yes, yes.
Not necessarily. I bet there were some rednecks there that would have given given the ship a run for their money.
I have to say, I never saw one single problem, not one issue, not one fight, not one any sort of problem.
Nobody
on the
vomited?
Did not see that, no. Mm.
Oh. You figure with a ship, alcohol, and a party like that, there's going to be some vomiting and some passing out.
Well, at some point, you have to figure, too, that you're just over all that shit. You just want to, you know, see people you hadn't seen in a while, enjoy the music, have some drinks, some dinner, and not go to the jail on board the ship. There's got to be one,
there
right?
There is one.
There may have been a lot of ibuprofen, possibly some Bengay muscle rub type stuff.
Yeah.
Happening there. A lot of comfortable
the boat
shoes.
Reeked of Bengay.
A lot of comfortable shoes.
Pot and Bengay. Wow.
Yeah. Was
That's
there
crazy.
Weed on the boat?
Yes, there was.
Okay. All
there
right.
was indeed.
There probably wasn't supposed to.
Wasn't supposed to be.
I'm just wondering if that's easy to get aboard or not. I don't know.
Wasn't supposed to be, but there was definitely weedage.
Mm. So you had fun and you would go again?
Absolutely. This is that was my third time.
That's what Mel said. She said she had a really good time.
Yeah. And it was a blast.
So you went with your daughter. Mel just went by herself, or did she go
she
with a friend?
She had a friend that went with her.
Okay, so you're not just alone.
And we
on
knew
the boat.
Other people, that, you know, on the ship. That
you did.
Yeah.
Who else was there?
Marva. Do you know Marva? Marva Thomas. Just
sidebar.
Why do I know
friends.
That? Why do I know that person?
Because she's won every radio contest on every radio station in this market.
Oh, okay.
At some point.
All right,
or
I was
going to
say I know the name.
You probably read it on the air many times.
Probably did.
But it was absolutely a fantastic time. And I got to wear all of my, you know, my
rock and roll
skull
gear.
Rock and roll gear that I haven't
That
worn
you've been
a
collecting low these many years.
Yes.
Did you wear your pleather pants, though? Were your leather?
No, it was a little hot for that.
Okay.
I did not.
Assless chaps, maybe?
No.
Did other people wear assless chaps?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, there were some assless chaps on there.
You know, that's when a party's really happening.
Were any of the band members wearing that sort of thing? Or was it the people
in
attendance?
It was the people.
Were they from South Carolina?
There were people from all countries. You heard all kinds of accents, all kinds of languages.
Well, the Germans love them some rock. They loved them some 80s rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of German people there?
Yeah.
I would imagine. Mm-hmm. They love that
from
shit.
Europe, Australia, all over. Japan.
There was not. Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's true. Firehouse did really well in Japan, as I recall.
Yes. I met a lovely person named Green from Japan.
You didn't get to go.
No. No one even told me about it.
No, you weren't allowed.
That's what I'm wondering.
You can't be near them. You know this.
I didn't even get
just
the advertisement.
Just accept it. You can't be near them. That's what the court said, and they haven't changed their mind.
Well, listen, so while you were rocking the high seas, I was watching TV, so there's that. Mm-hmm. And also, The Oscars. I didn't watch the Oscars. Did you actually watch it?
I watched the entire thing.
You did?
I did.
I watched bits and pieces.
I've watched the little clips of things, you know.
And,
What was happening with Al Pacino? Anybody?
Well, it's like somebody saw him on the street about 6:15 and said, hey, we're short one presenter. Will you come in and do this thing?
Okay.
And so when he got up, he was...
But he'd already been to the bar and had...
I don't know. It didn't seem like he was intoxicated. It was just like, how you doing? Okay. And the nominees are, wait.
He did not say who the nominees were.
No, he didn't, because they'd already shown those.
They'd already shown those.
Yeah, right.
But he didn't say, and the Oscar goes to.
He just said,
my eyes see Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
That's how he announced it.
I thought that was the strangest way to announce the...
It was a little odd.
...the best picture.
A little odd.
Well, so that was a weird one. But Robert Downey Jr. won. That was a big deal, I guess. His first Oscar.
Yeah.
And such a comeback for him, because he was like in a Charlie Sheen type of a place.
Oh, yeah. Well, since,
years
you know,
ago, and he's cleaned himself
and,
up.
And, you know, since Iron Man, he's... And even...
Before that,
he got his acting.
What did he win for?
Best Supporting Actor for playing the Strauss character in Oppenheimer. You wouldn't even know it was him.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Oppenheimer.
So there you go. So.
I haven't seen it either, but I've seen the clips. I plan to. Yeah.
I've seen the Ryan Gosling song and dance.
Saw that. That was actually...
That was entertaining.
That was entertaining and a high point of the evening.
You liked that?
Yeah.
What did Her Highness think about that?
She liked that.
She enjoyed
it. Yeah, we have not seen the movie.
I haven't either, and I keep wanting
to
watch it.
It's fantastic.
And that's what we hear. So
I was dragged to it, and the only reason I went was because I knew that Slash and Wolfgang Van Halen played guitar in, you know, part of the soundtrack, But I went with
And I love the fact that Slash was on stage with Ryan Gosling at the Oscars.
Yeah.
So was Wolfgang Van Halen.
I didn't see him.
He was over sort of to the side.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wolfie.
Yes. But I went sort of, you know, against
my wishes.
She was dragged in there. But I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And I'm not a Barbie. I didn't play with Barbies. I'm the person who took my little sister's Barbies and took their heads off and cut their hair and drew pictures on the face.
How dare you? I'm going to need you to sit on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
I loved Barbie, and I am a Barbie collector. I own over 200 Barbies.
Get out of here.
Yeah, there's a little known fact about Kristen. But I've not seen the Barbie movie.
Well, you need to go see it.
It's good. It's really good.
I don't know.
And there's a great message.
I've heard there's some good messaging.
There's great acting. And the way they did it was actually just brilliant.
Right. And the sets are fantastic, I hear.
Yes.
I mean, how can
and
they not be?
And if you are a Barbie person, you will get so many tiny little
nuances
in the movie that are just amazing.
Now, who wore the weirdest thing?
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande with the comforter that she found.
She looked like a wad of gum, didn't she?
Yeah.
A comforter.
It was just a comforter. She grabbed off the couch, and it was sort of pink or peach colored.
It looked like a wad of gum. But,
and she wrapped it around her, and it just looked atrocious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I'm just wondering if she'll ever stop wearing her hair in a ponytail. Is it just me? I'm just wondering if we can just dispense with that ponytail. I feel like she's probably pulled every hair out of her head. Because when you pull a ponytail that tight every day of your life, like it's got to do some damage.
Yeah.
You'd think she'd seem like it.
You'd think she might. She might. It's really tight.
I can't move my lip. My hair's too tight.
I can't remember who it was that had the dress on that was, it had straps. It was silver, but the straps were up above the shoulder.
Oh, it was Emily Blunt.
That was
it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to fix her dress.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wanted to pull it down to her shoulders.
That was very distracting.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
I don't know.
Who else was dressed well or not well? Anybody remember?
I thought Emma Stone had a nice dress on. You know, it came loose in the back and somebody had to fix it.
Were you excited that she won? Have you seen the movie?
I tried to watch the movie. We couldn't watch it.
What do you mean you
couldn't watch it? It was horrible.
Did you see it, Samantha?
No, I haven't seen it.
You know, it's on...
It's called Poor Things.
Poor Things. It's on The Cock or... Somebody. It's on one of the streaming services
right
now.
We tried to watch it the very next night because we thought, wow, she won Best Actress for that. We haven't seen it. Let's watch it. And it was like, okay. About 5 minutes in, Her Highness went, are you getting this? And I went, nope. So we just finally decided.
This is funny, coming from two people who watch the Hallmark Mystery Channel.
I love the Hallmark Mystery Channel.
any movie that the chick from Full House, what's her name? Cameron Burr Blanc?
No, you're talking about, no, I don't like Cameron the Creme Brulee.
Creme Brulee, what's
I've broken
one?
Up with
Lacey
her.
Lacey Chavez, what's her name?
Lacey Chabert.
Lacey Chapstick. Any movie with her in it is thumbs up from the couch over at the Atwell house. But no.
You know, I met her at Universal Studios when we first signed the end on. It was about 96, I guess, and went down to broadcast.
Well, she was in Party of Five.
She was in Party of Five. And yep. they and like Party of Five.
Kid.
And
as a kid, yeah.
What's the other show that launched? Married with Children launched at the same time on Fox. And... who was the kid that played
Christina Applegate?
No, the son.
Oh,
played
what was
Bud.
His name?
Anyway,
Bud was the character.
He was there, and Lacey Chabert was there, and they were doing a promo.
They sent the D string over there.
I'll tell you what,
and not the big stars. You don't get the big stars.
And
you get the youngest children.
Yeah, and so that was.
Well, I hope you weren't feeling her up. Sam did just point out.
I
that
didn't
she
feel
was
her
about
up.
12.
She was 15, for heaven's sakes.
I don't think she was 15, but
I didn't know who she was. But then when she finally made it to the Hallmark Channel,
oh my God. Most movie stars aspire to that.
I met her in 1996.
Uh-huh.
Small world,
what
isn't it?
What a tiny, tiny world.
Tiny world, this big.
But they didn't like Poor Things.
Well, we
is
don't.
All I'm
we
saying.
Don't. We never
so do
made
I
it to the color part.
I'm going to take that with. It starts out in black.
It starts
and white.
Out in black and white.
Oh,
we
like
didn't
the
even
of Oz.
Make it until it got to the color part.
I'm still going to watch it. It's on
a very
streaming. It's either
now,
Hulu or Peacock or something.
I will watch it eventually.
Oppenheimer's on there too.
And maybe you just have
Barbie.
To be in the right frame of mind, you know, to watch that movie. But it just didn't really appeal. It seemed very strange. Very
well, I was glad she won because I thought that was great for her. And wait, now she's married to who's she married to?
Who?
Emma Stone.
It's Emma Stone.
No, I'm thinking of Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt
is married to
John Krasinski.
John Krasinski. Yeah. The Office. Who is now a ripped, fucking, extreme
Jack Ryan,
action
are you
star.
Kidding? Yeah, he's great.
Crazy to me.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me that that's the same person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I love The Office. I could watch that all day long. Do you watch The Office?
I do. That's or did.
Good fucking show.
Do you watch Hogan's Heroes? Because I do.
And no one's watching Hogan's Heroes. No one.
No,
my grandfather used to watch it.
I did watch an episode of The Waltons the other day. When
oh,
my
God.
John Boy.
How horrible
get
is that?
John Boy.
It's like Little House on the Prairie comes on really late at night, and it's like I hear the song, and I'm like, no, I can't get to the remote fast enough to turn it off.
I have YouTube TV, and there's a channel, and I can't remember exactly what it is. Is it Ion, maybe? But they do Matlock marathons.
Yep.
Then they follow that up with a Hogan's Heroes marathon.
Uh-huh.
And then, yes, it happened. A Love Boat marathon.
I
watched a couple episodes of that at the same time you were on the rock cruise, imagining your experience, a complete 180.
It imagine
from
it's a
that.
Whole lot different than
a
the old Love Boat.
Different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Well, next year, can we go together?
Absolutely.
See, she says this now, but she won't remember it. I think she smokes the Ganj.
We should probably record a couple of months in advance.
What are you saying?
Get a couple of months before you guys get together on a boat. We might want to.
Can we call you if we end up in the ship jail?
You can, and I'll say, wow, that's awesome. I don't know what to do about it. You're on the sea, and I'm not.
Yeah. Is being naked and having a good time illegal?
I do not think so.
Well, it shouldn't be.
Shouldn't end up in jail. That's all I'm saying.
So we've talked about the Oscars. What else we got to talk about?
What else is, well, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but... every commercial, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
It's a big deal because the
sports betting
is now legal.
Well, effective on the 11th of March, and we're recording this on the Ides of March.
Right.
The 15th. Our March, St. Patrick's Day, if you will, episode of Loungin'.
Right.
And sports betting went live on Monday,
right.
Just in time. For all these college basketball tournaments. And then,
huge.
Of course, Sunday selection Sunday, we get the field of 64 and then get your brackets ready.
Oh, Lord. Remember that guy we used to work with? I called him Brackets. That was his nickname, the sales guy.
Jeff Napier.
Yeah.
Could I say his
brackets.
Name out loud?
I don't know.
Supposed to do
that? You decided.
Okay.
But I just called him Brackets.
Yeah.
And every remote we wanted that we were going to do or promo at a club or at a the game he would come up with involved brackets.
Right.
And I was like, if I hear about brackets one more time, somebody's going to get it.
But see, he understood about all that. Him and Rozak.
Yeah,
and
they understood.
Guys, they understood all
it.
About it. And I tried to learn about it. And the DraftKings sportsbook app, and you know, they're an official sponsor of our podcast.
Yeah.
They're also the official betting partner of NASCAR.
See, that's cool. And, that's cool to me that you can bet on NASCAR.
Yeah.
Just sounds like fun to me.
And you learn through the app. They've got a little thing in there that gives you all the glossary of terms, like parlay, how to do a parlay. That's when you bet on two separate things that don't have anything to do with each other, but you can place this. Like you can say, I believe Carolina is going to win the National Basketball Championship.
And Jeff Gordon's going to win
Jeff
the
Gordon's going to win the championship of NASCAR, and you can place that bet.
Really?
And then, of course, for you to win that bet, both of those things have to occur. They have to be true.
What's it called? A parlay.
A parlay. P-A-R-L-A-Y.
We're learning a fencing term.
Yeah, you're learning stuff.
We're learning
That's right.
things. I'm learning ways that I can now spend my money.
Yeah, and if you open the app, then you know you can choose the sport you want to bet on. Like if you want to bet on professional golf,
is there a minimum betting?
$5.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not bad, though, because, you know, I keep betting on the lottery.
Actually, that's not true. That's not true. You can bet as little as 10 cents.
Really?
But if you will bet $5 and use the promo code QCPN for Queen City Podcast Network, you get $5. You bet $5 and you get $250 in bonus bets.
What?
So they give you some money to get you started.
Oh, I love that.
That's just the first time you use it, by using that code?
Yeah, by signing up.
They're giving you $250?
New customers who sign up with promo code QCPN, you bet $5 and you get $250 instantly in bonus bets.
Hello.
So if I pay the $5 and then bet the $250 and I win, then I win $255?
No, you would win whatever you win based on the bet.
It doesn't work that way because you have to see what the odds are. Like, if you see the money line is like a plus 110, that tells you that you have to bet $110 in order to win 100. So you have to bet 110 to win 100.
But the app is supposed to be educational, though. You can learn all this stuff.
It's very fascinating to see. And everything's changing in real time. Like, once you get to a game that's actually started, some bets can be made as what they call an in-game bet. And I don't understand that. I have to get to the bottom of that myself anyway.
So what is the app?
The app is called DraftKings Sportsbook. It's free. You download it. And once you download it, you're ready to go. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now using code QCPN. You bet $5, get $250 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code QCPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-877-185-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC. NASCAR is not a sponsor of this promotion and used under license.
You sound like you know what you're talking about. You've actually done
some broadcasting.
I have
before.
To do these.
But semi-professional.
It's very fascinating. And now when I think about a sports tournament or something like that, I think, I wonder what the betting line is. Like, somebody's a 2.5 point underdog and somebody's the favorite by 2.5 points. And how does this all work? Very fascinating. Yeah,
I don't understand how any of it works, but it sounds like fun to play.
Like Rozak, we used to work with Rozak. He knew all that stuff.
He did.
20 years ago.
Yeah, I just always
handed him my, you know, here's my $10 or $20.
Bet it when you're out in Vegas.
Right. Do me up on the brackets.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if I win.
I saw Rich Lange the other day, and he just got back from Vegas where he won a lot of money.
Did he really?
God. Yeah.
And we didn't even talk about the prop bets. That's the weird stuff where you say that, you know, during the football championship, will Taylor Swift be shown on camera drinking 2 times or 3 times? That's the kind of stuff people can bet on, too, as a prop bet that has nothing to do with the game.
Now, see, I would bet.
I'm all
like
in
that.
On that. Yeah. We're all in on that.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's pretty fascinating. I recommend downloading the app. It's free. And go
well,
to
don't
the,
spend more than you have.
And right, that's right. Well, you got to be smart about it. But go to the glossary, and it tells you what each term means and how to do it. And it's got a help section and walks you right through it.
So. Split the eights.
Split the eights.
What? No, that's no. That's my Vegas rule for blackjack.
Yeah.
Always split the eights. That's
Vegas.
That's what Rich tells me.
Where
and Prozac.
Where Kristen learned quit while you're ahead.
That's right.
Should have. I was doing really well.
But
also,
did she? No, she did not.
You don't stop. You just keep going until you pass out. That's the way I used to roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty much what happened.
When I go to Vegas or I go somewhere, you know, where you can actually play table games and machines and stuff like that, I budget myself $60 a day. I'm allowed to lose that much, no more. And if I can play, sometimes I play all day on that $60, and sometimes I lose it before I've had my first cup of coffee. And then I just watch people. I'm a people watcher, so.
Yeah.
I have to, you know.
There's casinos on the ships. Did you gamble on the boat?
I did not, but that was, that you could smoke in the casino on the boat.
See.
And so there were a lot of people down there who, if you were gambling, you could smoke in the casino.
Because we all know how important smoking is to gambling.
It really is. I don't know if you know, but when you're sitting at those slots, if you ain't got no cigarette, then it's
But it was
new.
Always interesting to walk through the casino because you never knew who was going to be there, especially late at night, because a lot of the musicians would...
Right, would know, go after they played.
There,
yeah.
Hang out at the casino. And I mean, you just never knew who you were going to run into just walking through
moment.
The ship at any given moment, who you were going to be riding the elevator with.
So you can't just schlep down to breakfast with no makeup on in your jammies.
Well, you could. But.
You could, but you might run into, you know.
I mean, I'm like.
Nuno Betancourt, and then.
For example,
then what?
I'm watching Extreme, and I just like kind of slid in. They were already on stage, so I slid into one of the back rows. I'm watching Extreme, and I look over, and I see this guy who's got the same Taylor Hawkins tattoo as me. And I was like, pointed to his tattoo, pointed to mine, and he was like, we fist bumped. And I'm like, God, he looked familiar. And then I looked over at him again, and I looked past him to the guy sitting on his left, and it was Justin Hawkins from The Darkness. And that was the drummer for The Darkness. And I was like, oh, crap, I'm sitting right next to the guys from The Darkness, who is my daughter's favorite band.
Right. Ah.
So yeah. I, when it was over, snapped a couple of pictures and texted them to my daughter, who was in a different part of the ship. I was like, I just met your boyfriend. Yeah. She was not happy about
not
that
happy.
Because she didn't, she didn't get those pictures.
Why didn't you text her and say, get your ass over here. Mm-hmm. So-and-so's standing beside me.
Because they were gone. They were gone by then.
Ah.
But yeah, I mean, I have pictures of all the people I ran into. Kip Winger and Justin Bieler. And
Kip Winger.
You guys are all about those 80s bands.
Yeah.
You really were.
Hmm.
But I'm telling you,
let
though.
Let me tell you, Kip Winger was a snack, wasn't he, back in the day?
He's still pretty tasty.
Is he?
He's still pretty
okay,
tasty.
Okay, too much information
Kip
on
Winger
the podcast.
Was so beautiful.
He
Holy
really was.
Crap. Mm. Yeah.
He still is.
Yeah. Did he win a Grammy? I think he's won a Grammy, I swear to God. Kip Winger, for some, like, he does classical stuff now.
Oh.
I'm almost positive Kip Winger now has a Grammy.
Do you know he sang with Alan Parsons for a while?
What?
Oh, I love Alan Parsons' project.
I am the eye in the sky.
Yeah.
Yes.
He sure
big
did.
Alan Parsons fan.
I can't imagine Kip Winger singing for Alan Parsons, but okay.
Well
if you're a really good musician, you sometimes get asked to play on stuff that might not be your genre, but that doesn't mean you don't know how to play it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Our friend Binky Phillips. Remember Binky?
Yeah, I remember Binky.
Did you see his post from the other day? He's just posting random stuff about his life.
Mm-hmm.
He posted, got asked to be the guitar player, the additional guitar player for Hall & Oates back in the day. And he turned it down, so it went to G.E. Smith, who then went on to do the Saturday Night Live.
G.E. Smith and the Saturday Night Orchestra.
Yeah. So it's like moments like that where you go,
oh. Yeah.
But you don't know.
You don't know.
You never
Everything
know.
Everything for a reason.
Right?
Yeah.
Things happen for a reason.
So this weekend is St. Patty's Day. Do you have big plans?
I do, but only because I'm in the beverage industry. So yes.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So there are a couple of places that carry our beer. Where we will be hanging out with one is the Wagon Great Wagon Road Distillery. Hang on a second. I'm going to look it up and make sure I say the right thing.
Now, do you have green beer?
Yeah, I was going to ask. Do they like to do a green beer?
No, I do not. No.
I don't drink green beer anymore.
You don't?
It only takes one time. of drinking Wait, green beer.
What happens?
Well, you think something's wrong with you.
It's the Great Wagon Road Distillery. That's what it is. Sorry, I had to turn my phone on for that one. Great Wagon Road Distillery. So that one's over in Noda. Uh-huh. We're doing that Saturday night. And then I think on Sunday it's Lebowski's over on East Boulevard.
Wow. Okay.
So just partying with day-to-day life, what you do.
Well, when we come back after we take our break, I'm taking on Sam head-to-head.
Yeah.
In a Win Jackman Stuff live edition.
St. Patty's Day version.
That's right.
That's right. It's 10 questions, though, kids. 10.
What?
Oh, come on. That ain't fair.
What? You only want 5? I can whittle it down if you guys don't go for it. 10. I mean, if you can't do it.
No, we can do it.
All right. 10 questions.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with a live Win Jackman Stuff for St. Patrick's Day. It's Lounging with Kristen and Jack Daniel, brought to you by Day to Day Light Beer. Every day is a great day for a day to day light. And by DraftKings Sportsbook, now live in North Carolina. Don't go anywhere. Part 2 of Lounging continues next.
CLT first. That's spelled C. LT1ST. It's a refreshing new podcast of Charlotte people, by Charlotte people, for Charlotte people.
No bots, no AI, just real human voices. We call it news for people who are so over local news.
We work with natural allies, all locally owned, like the Charlotte Ledger, Queen City Nerve, Charlotte Post, and many others.
We're all about local, local, local with minimal murder and mayhem. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Instagram.
Change your morning routine with us.
CLT first.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.
It's time to win the Jackman stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sounds a little naughty to me, but I wish you luck. Here we go. 5 questions will be asked.
Hey.
And what you're hoping is you're smarter than Jack. I think I told you quite enough.
Hey.
He really isn't all that tough. So how about trying to win?
Everybody.
I said win Jackman stuff.
It is time to play Win Jackman Stuff.
All right. And 10 questions?
10 questions today, just because I thought I'd really put you guys to the test.
All right. So 5 extra questions to sound like a dumbass.
Well,
all right.
You've always been pretty good at trivia, though.
I'm somewhat.
All right. Well, let's see. So
I will say the mind is not quite as sharp after the Monsters of Rock cruise.
So there's that.
I need a couple more weeks to get it back after that. But.
Well, this is St. Patrick's Day themed. That's all I'm going to say. They're not all exactly about St. Patrick's Day, but some Irish things in there as well.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number 1. What Irish phrase means Ireland forever?
Éireann go bra.
That's right.
Éireann go bralas.
According to legend, question number 2. According to legend, what animal did St. Patrick drive out of Ireland?
That would be snakes, which is actually false because there were actually never any snakes in Ireland.
Good. Look at you knowing all the
things.
I
know. How about that?
Question number 3. According to folklore, what's a leprechaun's occupation?
Occupation?
Yeah, there's actually something that they do to make their gold.
Mm-hmm. That they do to make their gold. Do they poop the gold?
No.
Do they shit the gold?
They do not shit the gold.
They sit on the pot and shit the gold.
They don't.
Oh.
So that's going to be an
Yeah, I don't know that.
Let's see. Number 4. Irish musician Gilbert O'Sullivan hit number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1972 with what song?
Oh, Gilbert O'Sullivan. Gilbert O'Sullivan. Day by day, day after day? No.
No.
Damn it!
Oh,
if you gave me the song, I could say, oh, that's Gilbert O'Sullivan.
I did it the other way around.
Damn it.
All right, we're missing
Jack's
that one.
Jack's going to know that one.
Number next. What Irish actor starred in the 1962 Oscar-winning movie Lawrence of Arabia?
Oh, that would be my phone, sorry.
Lawrence of Arabia.
I can see his face. I can see his face. I can see him as... Yeah, shit, I don't know.
All right, number next. What do the 3 leaves of a shamrock represent, according to Irish tradition?
This one I know. The Father, Son, Holy Ghost,
That's
Holy
right.
Trinity.
The Holy Trinity.
Yes.
Number next. What river, whose name is also a common woman's first name, is the longest in Ireland? River. Longest river in Ireland.
In Ireland?
Mm-hmm.
Irish names.
Mm-hmm.
Sinead.
Oh, you're so Savan. Close. Oh.
Siobhan. Shaka Khan. I don't know.
No, all right, no. So you didn't get it. How many letters are there in the Irish alphabet?
29.
No.
That was a fucking guess.
What do you call female leprechauns?
There are no female leprechauns.
That's right.
That's a trick question.
That was a trick question. And what famous ship was built in Belfast, Ireland?
The Titanic?
Yeah.
Really?
There you go.
That was another guess, too.
All right, you got 5 out of 10.
All right.
He's got to get 6 to beat you. I don't think he can do
that. I don't think he can do that
All
either.
Right, tell him he can come back in. Let me grill him. Jack Danielstein.
He's disappeared.
This is... See, if he doesn't come back in a certain amount of time, Samantha wins just because she stayed in near the room. This is.
Did he leave and go home again?
Listen.
The time that he drove
listen
home
to me. Remember
in the
that?
Middle of the show.
Drove home in the middle of the show. This is my life. So this is funny though. So just a few minutes earlier, audience, you didn't catch it because we weren't recording, but his phone rang and it was Her Highness, and Samantha laughed and she was like, that is not still happening. And I said, yes, it is. It's my life. My life has not changed. The name of the show has changed just a wee bit, but my life has not changed. The phone rings. It's Her Highness. Every time we're podcasting. If he leaves the room for something and we're supposed to just grab him, he's supposed to be standing out in the hall.
He forgets.
He's not. He's probably gone to get potato chips, lunch. He might have driven over to the store for a slushie. There's no telling where he is now. We may have lost him. And if he doesn't come back, you win. That's the rule. I mean, I don't know what else to say. But it's funny how a lot of time has gone by, but nothing has changed.
No.
Zero.
No.
Zero has changed.
When was the last time the lounge was done in that other building?
2008.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
That's 15.
Almost 16 years.
16 years
15,
ago.
16 years, yeah. Not crazy.
And nothing has changed.
Nothing.
Well, there is one thing that has changed, and I did notice this. As
well, I'm prettier
leaving.
Than I used to be. No, I'm kidding. What?
If Jack were to put on a white suit right now, he would look like Colonel fucking Sanders from KFC.
Colonel Sanders or Santa Claus, he would make a good either
I'm
one.
I'm leaning towards Colonel Sanders at this point.
He could make it happen.
Yeah.
I
he
just
needs
was,
a string tie and a white suit.
I was just looking at a picture of us the other day from... like 1997 or something. And I was thinking, gah, man, where did those days go? Do you have a favorite lounge memory?
I have many.
Yeah.
But there was always...
I think our trip to Vegas was one of the most fun things we did.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely, but the other
where
the
did
other
we eat?
Was,
what restaurant did we eat in with Shinedown? It was
P.F. Chang's.
P.F. Chang's. We had the Chang's. Mongolian beef.
Yes,
because I insisted,
did.
And that one girl threw up. I don't know who she
yes,
was. Remember on somebody's pants,
on somebody's jacket or something.
Jacket. Yeah.
And then we went gambling with Shinedown.
We did
In the casinos.
And then we went to the poker stuff with the guy from Buck Cherry with Josh.
Yes.
We went to the celebrity poker tournament.
Yes.
He got
where
us into
Paris,
that.
Paris Hilton was playing.
And Omarosa.
And Omarosa, yes.
And Jenny McCarthy.
Yep. They were all playing poker.
It was a lot of celebs playing poker.
But my other favorite thing with you was when they auctioned off a date with you and I. Do you remember that?
They
auctioned off a date.
Uh-huh.
And
it was for Kids First.
For Kids First, for a charity.
Mm-hmm.
And a doctor, I believe, and his wife.
Yeah, a doctor bid. Or a dentist, yeah.
Yeah.
Something.
And we went out to dinner, had a great dinner. But it was one of those dinners where they served a different wine or liqueur with every course.
Uh-huh.
And there were like 10 courses.
Sure.
And then there were after dinner drinks, and then there were shots at the bar. And then we went to a
strip club. Yep.
Where they had champagne.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that you and I may have gotten called into the GM's office on our return to work the following Monday.
I was always in his office. Was it the bald guy?
Yeah.
I was always.
Yeah.
It was like the principal's office. I spent a lot of time in there.
I think I spent about 3 days trying to recover from that from mm-hmm. that night out.
This is why I don't drink anymore. Very rarely do I have a drink because it just doesn't get along with me.
I don't drink as much as I used to, although I had to build up my tolerance for the Monsters of Rock.
Well, you got to work on for special events, sure.
I had to build up, you know, a little tolerance before the cruise.
Absolutely.
So that I could enjoy the cruise.
Yeah.
And now I've spent the past week and a half coming back down off yeah. of that enjoyment.
You know, I only ever went on one cruise, and it was for the radio station. And I'm trying to remember. I was dizzy for, I think, 2 weeks after I got back. I wasn't dizzy on the boat. I got seasick after I got off the boat.
Yes, because you feel like you're still on the ship.
Yeah, I was
like
still rocking. I'm yeah. walking into walls and all kinds of shit.
About 3 or 4 days before that went away. Oh. Hey, Jack, welcome back.
You know, it's a pleasure.
It's all right. We've covered as usual.
Yeah.
So we go to find you and you're not there. And it's like, wow, my PTSD kicks in.
I was standing right outside the door.
We called every name we could think. Jake Danielstein, Jacques Dubois.
Okay. Jacqueline,
all
of
it.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Did y'all have some extra time to chat and
we
catch
did.
Up?
We did. Okay. We've chatted.
Yeah.
Talked about you. It's
then
good.
It worked then. Yeah.
10 questions.
10 questions. She got 5 right, so you have to get 6 to beat her.
Okay. All right.
Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
And this is because of St. Patty's Day. Mm-hmm. This is Irish... related, St. Patty's Day related.
Okay, all right. Okay. Okay.
Here we go. Number one. What Irish phrase means Ireland forever?
Faith in Begorra?
No. Number next. According to legend, what animal did St. Patrick drive out of Ireland?
Rat.
No. Question number next. According to folklore, what is a leprechaun's occupation?
Guard the gold.
What?
Guard the gold.
No, but how did they make the gold? What do they do to earn the gold?
They spin it. They spin it.
They most certainly do not.
From golden thread.
They don't.
And
no.
They put it inside Lucky Charms, and it's magically delicious.
No.
The fuck.
No.
I said they pooped it.
Also wrong.
I got any right yet?
No, you haven't.
Okay. All right.
Number four, Irish musician Gilbert O'Sullivan hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1972 for what song?
Alone Again, Naturally.
That's exactly right. The next question. Which Irish actor starred in the 1962 Oscar-winning movie Lawrence of Arabia?
Peter O'Toole.
That is correct.
King.
What do the three leaves of the shamrock represent according to Irish tradition?
The Holy Trinity.
That is correct. What river, whose name is also a common woman's first name, is the longest in Ireland?
Darlene.
No. How many letters are there in the Irish alphabet?
22.
No. Number nine, what do you call female leprechauns?
Vixens.
No. Finally, what famous ship was built in Belfast, Ireland?
The Titanic.
That is correct. And that's 4 for you, 5 for Sam.
Oh.
She wins again.
Yes.
She wins again.
And let me tell you what you've won, Sam.
Absolutely.
Our continuing
nothing.
Love and
Listen,
adoration.
No, I'll give her a day-to-day prize pack. What's the matter with
you?
Day-to-day yes. light prize pack.
Okay.
All right. Day-to-day light
beer. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Don't
Fine
think
sponsor
I won't.
Of the program.
That's right. Aaron Gobra is Ireland
oh,
forever.
Oh, Aaron Gobrales.
St. Patrick drove out the snakes.
Snakes. What did I say?
Rats.
You know.
A leprechaun's occupation is a shoemaker.
Oh, okay.
They are shoemakers.
Did not know that.
Had no idea.
And there are no female leprechauns, so that was a trick question.
Oh. I knew that.
She did know that. She missed the Gilbert O'Sullivan one.
Right. She missed the Peter O'Toole
she
one.
She missed Peter O'Toole.
Which I got because I'm old.
And you both got the Holy Trinity for the Shamrock.
Yeah, yeah.
The longest river in Ireland is Shannon.
Shannon.
The Shannon. Mm-hmm. And there are 18 letters in the Irish alphabet.
18 letters.
18.
Okay. Well, that was good.
There you go.
Those are good questions. I feel like I know more now.
You've learned something.
Yeah. I've learned
Once
something.
Again, the show is educational. I've been saying it for years.
So right. I studied the capital of Ireland for nothing.
Yes.
Well, let's just go ahead and ask
Oh, did you know it was going to be St. Patrick's Day trivia? Because I didn't. Again,
yes, you did.
The
I told
cheating
you that.
Note.
I said with St. Patrick's Day coming up, we'll do something trivia based around that.
I don't
she
recall
said it
you
was
saying
the St.
that.
Patrick's Day episode of the podcast.
Ah.
So
that's why you studied. I should have done that. I should have studied St. Patrick's
Once
style.
Again, there's
I didn't
cheating.
Study any of the questions that she gave me.
Obviously not.
Sam and Kristen unfair to
oh,
the jackman.
Oh, my God. It'll never end. on And On It Goes.
Never well, changes. It's been a treat having you on the podcast this
Thank
week.
You very
it
much.
Really has.
Thank you
we
very
miss
much.
You, Sam.
Yeah,
I
can
miss
we you guys too. Make this kind of a semi-regular thing?
Absolutely.
Like, you know, every
if
couple
only
of
a
months?
Radio station.
We couldn't take you every month. Couldn't handle that.
Had the balls to bring us all back.
Right?
Where's
yeah.
that? Where's that, Charlotte?
Well, I don't know.
Step
we were,
up.
We were pretty raunchy for our time.
Okay.
You know?
What's
well,
your point?
Well, my point is we were ahead of our time.
We had a lot of fun. You know what I do have coming up, though? I do want to kind of tease this because probably by the next time we talk, I don't know that it will have or probably already have happened. So I haven't hosted pub trivia in a bar in a really long time.
Me either.
So I am hosting on Thursday, April the 4th at First Ward Beverage. That's at the corner of 7th and McDowell.
Right.
First Ward Beverage. They're big fans of Day-to-Day Light, so we're doing Day-to-Day Light trivia. Not about the beer, but I'm hosting.
Nah.
I'm a hostin'.
Now, when's that going to be?
April 4th. It's a Thursday at 8 p.m.
Oh, darn,
so
out of town.
If you're in the area, that. Come yeah. on over and let's relive some of the
some
pub trivia days.
Some wonderful memories.
Yeah.
So
it's time for Jack's WOM.
WOM, the word of the month.
Word of the month.
And I wanted to do anymore. Something in honor of your cruise with Mel.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And I had it down to poop deck. That was a possibility.
Well, sure.
And there's so many places you can go there, but I would only go one.
Yeah.
And then no, Dream Hole was another one.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought, wow, that could be a song on an 80s rock cruise. Mm-hmm. So I stayed away from that. But I did settle on Bulkhead.
Oh, God.
Bulkhead. Bulkhead. And I, now we use that in
it. Everyone run.
Completely inappropriate sense
run.
As we...
Don't walk, okay. run.
Bulkhead. With so many middle-aged rockers on Sam and Mel's cruise, Bulkhead was the order of the day.
Oh!
You see...
Sometimes less is more.
When you get bulk...
Are you saying that Clear Channel was right all along? Are you saying the consultants were right all along?
So you get a group deal, see?
Uh-huh.
And you got
Bulkhead.
All those people.
I get it.
It's Bulkhead. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
See, and that, I think, and I'm just going to throw this out there, if there was a time or a space to have those crazy antics, that it would be on a cruise like that.
Oh, yes.
If you were ever going to do something nutty, that's the place to do it.
Absolutely.
What happens on the ship stays on the ship.
Yes, as right? far as you know, except for the photos I've seen.
Oh,
you know, Mel
right.
had her phone the
there,
other day.
Well, there were some photos.
There's that. Was your boobies out?
Only once by accident.
Oh, they just fell out.
Upsie daisy.
That happens. You know.
I hate when that happens.
I was
happens.
In the hot tub watching the Pat Travers Band on the pool stage in the
you
hot
know,
tub. And
nowhere else has that phrase been said.
Right?
Go ahead.
Yipes.
That's the first time that's ever been stated by a human. Go ahead.
Yeah.
What? I was in the hot tub watching the Pat Travers
yeah,
Band?
Yeah. yeah.
With your boobs out.
Yeah. Yes. Your boob fell out.
Yeah.
It was an accident.
Don't look now. Samantha's got her boobs.
I tucked it back in.
Yeah.
Did boom,
they have
boom.
Any comedians on
Out
the show?
Come
were
the
there
boobs.
Comedians as well?
Yes, there were comedians,
was
as
Paul
a matter
Paul Hooper
fact.
There?
Paul Hooper was not there.
Julie Scoggins? Because they both do cruises.
Yeah, she
yes,
does a lot of cruises.
But she wanted to be on there. She yeah. was very, very jealous.
Yeah.
But the Don Jameson, a couple of the guys from the Sirius XM radio, were on there. And then yeah. they had guest comedians.
Really?
Yeah, including okay. Jeff Scott Soto, who was hilarious.
Yeah.
Just note but. To self, we have to, what's the guy that was on Reno 911 that just got escorted off the stage at a show? Nick?
Offerman.
Nick Offerman.
No. Hang on, let me just Google it really quick because we have to talk about it. Not today.
Nick Offerman is on Parks and Rec.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Right. What did I just say? Oh, Reno 911.
Reno 911. That was a great show.
That was a funny.
That's still
funny
one of my
hell.
Favorites.
Yeah.
This comedian is the guy who played the crazy trans person on the roller skates. Do you
yes.
know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
He got escorted off.
He was playing. He does a lot of comedy shows and big ones like, you know, auditoriums.
Mm-hmm.
And he just got escorted off the stage. This just happened. Ah, oh, what's his name? Nick something.
What did he do to be escorted off of the stage?
He was not coherent.
Oh.
Nick Swartzen.
Ah.
Got in big. They had to refund the entire.
What? Did he say something terribly inappropriate?
He literally couldn't string words together.
Oh, he was wasted.
And so all of a sudden, the ops manager says, hit the house lights. He comes out, gets on the microphone and says, we're sorry. We'll issue you guys refunds. We can't let this go on. It's horrible.
Wow.
Wow. That's
That's a lot.
That's a bad comedian right there. Yeah.
But he's so funny, though. That's what's so sad.
Well, he obviously has some issues.
Golly.
Yeah. Some issues.
Nick Swardson, get some help, honey.
All right.
You are hilarious.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day, and great to see you, Sam. And
a happy St. Patty's Day to all of you.
That's right. Don't party too much because it's on a Sunday. Of course, you know what's going to happen. People will celebrate tonight.
Oh, it's happening all weekend.
Or tomorrow night. So they've got Sunday to kind of recover.
And also it's the last weekend of Tiber Creek Pub in their current location.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they're moving.
That's this weekend.
Yeah, it's the very last weekend of Tiber Creek.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next month. It's Lounging with Kristen and Jack, brought to you by Day to Day Light Beer. Every day's a great day for a Day to Day Light Beer.
Drink that shit.
What's your best day?
Every day that someone's drinking that shit. No, I'm kidding.
And by DraftKings Sportsbook, you have a great one. We'll see you next time. It's Lounging right here on the Queen City Podcast Network.
Bye this evening.
Bye this evening.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.